With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Even though spring is still a month away, the warm temperatures have tricked many plants into coming out of dormancy. There are several yard weeds that are sprouting right about now, and if your yard is a warm season grass like Bermuda grass, these growing weeds will be painfully obvious. Two yard weeds that you are likely to see currently are wild onions and garlic and stars of Bethlehem. Wild onions and garlic look very similar to each other and both have two distinct characteristics. The first is the scorched tips of the leaves, and the second is the onion or garlic smell when you damage the leaves. Only Allium species will have that smell, and if the smell is not there, then the plant is a look-alike. If the smell is present, you can use the leaves as a chive substitute. If instead you want them gone, digging out the plants is the only complete control method, as just like field onions, these weeds grow from bulbs that help survive chemical attacks. Stars of Bethlehem is another yard weed you might notice right now because of its conspicuous white flowers. These could be one of several species of Ornithogalum, but control between species is also the same. This is another weed that you will have to dig up. If you have a warm season grass for your yard, like Bermuda or Zoysia, the turf should spread to fill in any bare spots. However, cool season grasses will not spread, and you will need to put down some extra seed to fill in the holes. One easy way of minimizing yard work later this spring is to apply a pre-emergent herbicide to your lawn. A pre-emergent herbicide, unlike a post-emergent, does not kill on contact. Instead, the chemical diffuses into the soil with water and forms a chemical crust. Any weed seedlings that try to push through the soil are scorched and killed before they emerge, hence the name pre-emergent. Keep in mind that this will also kill off any desirable seedlings, so if you have spread grass seed on your lawn, wait until it sprouts before applying any pre-emergent herbicide. Most of the time, you will find pre-emergent herbicide in granular form, and sometimes it will be mixed in with fertilizer, so take care not to accidentally buy anything labeled as a weed and feed if you aren't intending to apply herbicide. Both fertilizers and herbicides should be applied on a dry day. If the fertilizer is a dust and not granular, you will also want a calmer day with little to no wind. Apply the product at the rate allowed by the label and then water in manually with a hose or sprinkler to ensure even distribution. Don't wait for rainfall because our rainfall can be notoriously heavy, which runs the risk of carrying the product off of where you need it and causing ecological issues downstream. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.